a molecule which exists in two forms which are non-superimposable mirror images of each other are said to be chiral. A pair of stereoisomers which are non-superimposable mirror images of each other are called enantiomers. Enantiomers often have the same boiling point, melting point, refractive index and solubility. This makes the separation of enantiomers difficult and has attracted a lot of research. A group of scientists from University of British Columbia have taken this a step further. They have made use of a laser setup called optical centrifuge which can detect the molecular chirality. The experiment was carried out with propylene oxide, which is a relatively simple molecule for chiral studies and is also the only chiral molecule that has been detected in outer space. Linearly polarized laser fields can align a group of molecules in the direction of polarization, but it cannot align individual molecules because the interaction between the field and the induced dipole is symmetrical. In order to break this symmetry, the field must be twisted. In an optical centrifuge, the twisted fields of femtosecond pulses can successfully induce unidirectional rotation of chiral molecules. This gives rise to an orienting torque which leads to molecular orientation either parallel or anti-parallel to the laser beam depending on the relative handedness of the enantiomer. A very cold mixture of enantiomers of propylene oxide was loaded into an optical centrifuge. When light hits the container, the molecule starts spinning. The low temperatures prevent the aggressive spinning of the molecule and facilitate them to align and rotate with the electric field of the centrifuge. This study focuses on the two-dimensional alignment of propylene oxide's most polarizable axis and the axis perpendicular to it. This helps us to confirm if the rotation is controlled and if the controlled rotation is sensitive to handedness of the enantiomer. Further, techniques like Coulomb explosion and velocity map imaging were used as proof to this effect. In addition to detection of molecular chirality, this technique has now opened up the doors for further research in the field of control of spatial orientation, separation, and manipulation of chiral molecules.